I'm glad this morning to be joined in the studio by Wono Luke. Wono, good morning, and it's good to have you on the Miraya Breakfast Show.
Thank you.
And we also have Juru Rose Manson. Juru, good morning. Good to have you.
Good morning. Thank you.
Yes, and also we have in the studio Beatrice Awot Emmanuel. Beatrice, good morning.
Good morning.
All right. So both of you are members of the Veteranians Sense Frontier. Just briefly, let's start with you, Mr. Wono. Just introduce us to the program that or the project that now you are holding in some of the states.
Thank you, Sebit William, and the listeners of Miraya FM. My name is Wono Luke. I'm a veterinary doctor by profession. I am the manager of, for Central Equatoria, Jonglei, and the Greater Piboro Administrative Area. VSF Swiss, in collaboration with the Ministry of Livestock and Fisheries of the Republic of South Sudan, through the funding from Brook East Africa, is implementing an animal welfare-related intervention with the emphasis on the welfare of donkeys and horses in the northern Bahar al-Ghazal and Juba. Though you have introduced to us that the dynamics of animal rearing are complex and faced with a lot of challenges in the country, but we may, amidst the many issues of related to livestock, we may just streamline our discussion to the welfare of animals with a specific emphasis on working animals like
donkeys,
the horses, and the mules.
That's great. And let's look at that, though. Tell us, do we have a large population of these animals actually in South Sudan?
Yes, we have quite a big number of them, especially in those states that are bordering the Sudan. I had worked in northern Bahar al-Ghazal and I have a lot of experience there that we have estimated a population of these animals, the horses and the donkeys in northern Bahar al-Ghazal, of about 8,000 of these animals. So they are quite many, and in rank, in some parts of Unity State, they are quite many. Also within the equatorial region, we have especially those areas of the Toposa region where there is animal herding. These animals have been used in some parts for to accompany cattle. As people are moving with their cattle, these animals provide for them the transport.
All right.
Yes.
Yes. Juru, first take us through some of the activities that your organization does.
Yeah, thank you very much, Sebit. VSF Swiss has been operational in South Sudan since 1998. Yeah, and we have majorly been working in northern Bahar al-Ghazal, Awil, as he stated earlier on. We piloted this particular project on equine welfare in 2017. In northern Bahar al-Ghazal, and it has been functional since then. We also thought of expanding to central Equatoria, especially Juba, and we started that last year. Yes, and through this project we do a number of awareness raising sessions. We have seen a number of donkeys and horses and mules. We have seen their conditions in South Sudan. We know how important they are to us, and we have seen how they are being used. They are actually being misused. They are being overworked. They are not given time for resting. They are not treated when they are sick, and so many other factors. So we are advocating, we are doing awareness raising, we are sensitizing the users, especially the children, because most of the times you see young boys using these donkeys. We are telling them that take proper care of these donkeys, use them well, treat them when they are sick, give them time to rest, and then so that you can be able to, you know, like benefit more from these donkeys. You know, we are advocating for the we are saying that these animals as well do have freedoms. We have freedom from hunger and thirst, freedom from discomfort, freedom from pain, injury and diseases, freedom to express normal behavior, freedom from fear and distress, among others. So just like you, the human being, these donkeys also do have this rights. So we should be able to take proper care of them in order to reap more from them. So we have ensured access to clean drinking water and adequate feed in most of the locations. In Juba, we did a renovation of a well in Gudele, where these donkeys do come to fetch water for the communities. Some are taken to the hotels for business, among others. So we have the well was not well. You know, the it was open, like it was even dangerous to the community itself. So we renovated it and we provided them with tanks so that they can be able to, you know, like use it as an income generating activity. We did provision of we ensure provision of appropriate shelter and resting places for these donkeys. We ask the users, you know, like in Northern Baragazal, the place is too hot during the day. You see the donkeys just standing in the sunshine. We encouraged, I think we established one shed in a wheel to ensure that when the donkeys are resting, they are resting in a shed. We also do ensure provision of conducive environment, such as adequate space for exercising. And we also do encourage, you know, like we ensure that the children or the young boys do not like beat these donkeys, and they don't overload, and they don't use bad harnesses. In our will, we, through the Ministry of Livestock, they did encourage, like if you got beating the donkey, you're punished. And then they have also gone ahead to ensure that Sunday is a resting day for these donkeys. So these are some of the things. We also do work on like advocacy.
All right.
And we also do we do trainings, especially to community animal health workers, among others. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Juro. We'll get back to you. Let's talk to Rose here in the studio as well with us. Rose, once again, welcome. Just tell us about, you know, how are some of these animals used, particularly, we know the donkeys, but how are they using these animals there where you're working?
Okay. Shukran Ketir. للمستمعين بالنسبة في جنوب السودان احنا بنتكلم عن استخدام تا حيوانات في دولة جنوب السودان احنا بنتكلم عن حريات بالنسبة للحيوانات في جنوب السودان احنا كدكاترة في جنوب احنا ما بنقبل الحيوان انه يشتغل 24 ساعة في اليوم معروف انه في الحياة الانسان ممكن يستريح في يومية في حياته يعني عندنا في بعض من الحريات انه مسموع لكل الراعي بتاع الحيوان يدي للحيوان حقه عندنا حرية من الجوع والعطش الحيوان لازم يتأكل في الزمن ويشرب مياه في الوقت برضو الحيوان ما بيقبل بالإزعاج يعني ان كونه انت زي انسان ما بتقبل الإزعاج برضو الحيوان بيحتاج انه ياخد راحته كفاية هيا تاني برضو هنا بندي حرية للحيوان من الألم والإصابة والمرض الحيوان إذا كان جسمه بيشعر بالألم الحيوان كان ما هيشتغل شغل زي الناس وما هيديك إنكم زي الناس زي ما أنت دير عشان التدخل أنت بتتدخل في يومية ما بكون زي أنت دير حاجة تاني برضو التحرير التعبير عن السلوك الطبيعية السلوك الطبيعية يعني حيوان يكون مريض انت تشوف حيوان مريض لكن انت ما قدرت تتعالج حيوان يكون عنده إصابة في الجسم في بعض من الجروح لكن انت ما قدرت تتعالج من الجروح يلا انت دار حيوان تستقل 24 ساعة وفي حالة ده بكون في عدم السلوك الطبيعية في عدم التعامل لو بقدر بتعامل معه كويس برضو عندنا تحرير من الخوف والضيق الحيوان لازم انت تتعامل معه زي الإنسان انت لما تكون تتعامل بالحيوان ضربة حيوان ممكن في حالة زي ده بيكون خايف منك بيكون متضايق منك برضو احنا كدور حقنا كحكومة ومجتمع خاصة ومستخدمين الحيوانات احنا ما بنقبل حاجات دي عشان يمشي يفولو حيواناتنا في جنوب السودان وبعد منها كان كحكومة عندنا ادوار كبيرة عشان احنا بندي للحيواناتنا لازم احنا نوفر لهم مكان النوم مكان بتراها مرات حيوان دريا قدراها دريا من رياضة احنا لكن مكاننا ما كافية سو احنا لازم نتوفر لهم مكانهم وإيفن علاجات حقهم إيفن نوفر لهم البيئة الملائمة عشان كيف الحيوان يعمل تدخل في 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 الدولة برضه احنا بنتجنب من ضرب بنضرب في الحيوان لانه ده كله بعد من الاشياء بتأثر على حيوانات في جنوب السودان
شكرا شكرا جزيلا yes Mr. Wonoles look at the response of the communities you know like how is the response to your activities among the local communities
yes our intervention especially on animal welfare has been received with the mixed feelings that those who receive it very well and then there are those who ask these questions like there was a time I was being hosted in one of the radio stations in Awil like this and I was presenting these things to do with animal welfare
yes
and in particular the welfare of donkeys and horses,
and then
some community members were like now in South Sudan even when the welfare of the human being is not okay how do you rush
to talk about the welfare,
about the welfare of the animals and in particular not even other species of animals but just a donkey and a horse yes then there are those who also get to realize the importance of these animals in their livelihood in particular especially these dry corridors of South Sudan where access to clean drinking water not even clean but drinking water let me put it drinking water is very difficult these areas these donkeys and especially the donkeys they have been very instrumental in making people access water in some areas these animals have also been used the donkeys have been used for plowing actually in the extreme northern part of the country these animals the donkeys have been used for cultivation much as within the equatorials we see a lot of oxen doing the plowing but in the northern part we see these animals the donkeys being used for plowing the advantage of these animals is that they're easy to train the donkey is quite a docile animal that is quite easy to train and unlike the bulls you also need only one donkey while the bulls need to be paired for plowing this animal only one is enough to do the work in the garden and then the donkey plow itself is user friendly one person can use and can drive this animal and do the plowing while the oxen you need to have two of them in order to do and then you also need two people to instruct one is instructing and the other one is holding the plow so the donkey is it's polite it's very easy to instruct it's only one that is needed to do plowing and then the plow is user friendly. I've even seen people with disabilities those able ones to, who are amputated even with one hand you are able to drive this animal and it does for you the plowing so I see that the welfare of these animals once they're used very well once they're taken care of very well they can be able to produce the desired results the result in the gardens the result of fetching water the result of carrying construction materials I've seen them being used in construction sites carrying cement carrying bricks carrying goods from the gardens to homes carrying production inputs to the gardens so doing a lot of work and once their welfare is taken very well I 100% believe that these animals will be able to generate the desired results of improving the livelihood of the owners.
Great. Now, Girolis, please, go ahead.
I want to add something also, like, you said, how is the response of the community to this particular project? Yeah, I must tell you that in the beginning, of course, like, it it was received, you know, like something
with
seeming
feelings.
To be
mm-hmm.
funny, like mm-hmm. seriously, how can you people, of all things, as you said earlier
yeah.
on, how
yeah.
can you come to look at the welfare of equines,
mm-hmm.
look at the welfare of donkeys? Yeah, it was received with mixed feelings, basically. But now, from 2017 up to now, the community is able to appreciate actually what we are doing under this project that is funded by Brook East Africa. They are able to see the importance that, yes, when this donkey is well taken care of, we can be able to actually benefit more, especially in improving the livelihood aspect of a household.
Mm-hmm.
Well, no, thank you for elaborating more on that. Yeah.
All right. Just take us through some of the challenges, by the way, of this, you know, that the owners of these animals go through every day, and also the kind of hardship that these animals go through.
Yes. Actually, one of the challenge is, especially looking at the current economic situation of the country, yes, you want your donkey to rest, but you also want to make money.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, actually, it is conflicting loyalty here, that if you're not strong enough, you will not be able to compromise with the freedoms of the equines. Yeah, several times we do this awareness raising, and there are a number of times you also see the same boys, the same users, you know, like beating the donkeys or the horses, or like overloading or mistreating them. And we still don't give up. We continue to do the same. But of course, like, some of the locations in terms of accessibility to drugs or
mm-hmm.
For the donkeys, it might be costly also for the equine user, you know, like, and then to look at, you need to do this, you need to pay school fees for the children, you need to provide food for the family, and here the donkey is sick. You know, like, it puts this owner in such a very big compromising situation, but mm-hmm. at the end of the day, sometimes they're able to balance and move on.
All right. If you just join us, you're listening to the Miraya Breakfast Show, of course, where the big conversation begins every morning. My guests this morning here are from the VSF Swiss, and they are here and discussing about the welfare of, you know, like, donkeys and horses, particularly those working animals. And as you heard from them, it's important that when you take good care of these animals, they in turn also benefit you. Well, you can ask us any question that you'd like to ask. Please don't hesitate, or you have a comment, and the numbers are 091-206-2950 or 0921-902950, and you can be live on the Miraya Breakfast. So you as well can send us a text message and be live in the program. Let's talk about your area of operation. You did mention about, you know, particularly in Northern Barakazal, Awil. Why and how about other parts of the country? That's something that someone will definitely ask if we open the lines. Can you just answer us that?
Yes, since we registered our operational presence in South Sudan in 1995,
mm-hmm.
we had shown much of our presence in Unity State and Northern Bahar al-Ghazal. And this project was piloted in the time when the crisis in the country took place, and we know the dynamics in Unity.
Mm-hmm.
Unity was so much affected with the war,
mm-hmm.
and we found that this project needed to be implemented in a place that is relatively peaceful.
Mm-hmm.
So we found that Northern Bahar al-Ghazal, based on the population of these animals there, then the relative peace and stability that was experienced in Northern Bahar al-Ghazal, so we piloted it. But now we are now funding this project and to expand to the rest of the country. That's why we are now talking about it in Juba,
mm-hmm.
and shortly we'll be talking about it in the entire country, where these animals are in large numbers.
Great. All right, let's take some phone calls right now. You can talk to us and be live on the Miraya Breakfast Show. Hello, good morning.
Good morning, Sebi.
Welcome. Your name and where are you calling from?
Yes, Ostas Levy from Maridi.
Ostas Levy, it's good to have you. Please, go ahead.
Yes, I'm really wondering, as these guests are putting what is happening to our animals.
Mm-hmm.
Please, let me tell you this story, especially here in Maridi.
Mm-hmm.
You see, these people who are keeping some few animals,
mm-hmm.
I'm really sympathizing with the animals. Sometimes you see this heavy rain, are washing the beating the animals in the bushes.
Mm-hmm.
People are taking care of animals at all in South Sudan. I don't know. Anyway, with the time, maybe
yeah.
it will change. But I have only one question.
Yes, go ahead.
Yes, if I come mistreating an animal, where do I report? Is there anybody that is responsible for reporting such people?
All right. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you so much for talking to us. We do appreciate your time. And let's give the chance right away to our guests here in the studio. First of all, he said animals are not well treated. You know, you find they're just beaten outside by rain and all that. And then he didn't mention, if you find someone mistreating an animal, is there a body? Yani, is there animal rights, let's say, institution here in the country where he can report to?
Yes, ideally, there's supposed to be those institutions, but these institutions come into existence through the act of parliament.
Mm-hmm.
And this usually what happens is that there are those veterinary legislations where the bodies, the punishments and the bodies that are responsible for the administration of those justice
mm-hmm.
are defined by the constitution. But South Sudan has not enacted this animal welfare bills,
mm-hmm.
so we cannot say at the moment where these people are supposed to go, but what we can only do is just making our efforts of sensitization, so that as we wait for these bills to mm-hmm. be passed in parliament, we will have these sensitization efforts and people have to minimize the mistreatment of these animals. Mm-hmm. I think that's what I can say.
Great. Yes.
So basically what he can do when he gets someone beating his donkey is he, as a responsible citizen, can tell him, my friend,
mm-hmm.
can you stop doing this?
Yeah.
Do you know that this is not like right to do?
Mm-hmm.
And he can play a role. You and me and every one of us can play a role in, you know, creating awareness to those ones who do not know that we have to take care of these equines.
Great. Yes, Rose Munkin Tabagad Zidu Besid Barami.
Actually, Darbat al Haiwan Uma Kois. Yani Minehia Intaka Shaf Masalan De Jara Kuli Griba Bamil Fi Haja Zeda. Inta Munkin Tedio Advice Ya Hui Yokte Kalam Zeda Masa. لانو انت تشعر انه الحيوان ده ما هو زي انسان
mm-hmm.
انت برضو تشعر حاجه زي ده في نفسك يعني احنا بندي ادفايس حقنا انه للمجتمع بتاعنا تجنب السودان انه كلام زي ده ما نستخدم للحيوانات لانه الحيوان ده هو جزء لا يتجزا من الانسان في المنزل وممكن انت لو قاعد تتعامل مع حيوان كويس الحيوان ما بيجيب التدخل في البيت.
Sure. And then also, you know, the recently passed United Nations Environmental Act resolution on March 2nd, 2022, mm-hmm. you know, it says that humanity lives in harmony with nature, mm-hmm. in which wildlife and other living species are protected in resonance with the freedoms that I mentioned earlier
mm-hmm.
on. So, like, it is really our collective responsibility to live with this. And I also wanted to raise another issue of concern. I don't know if you've ever heard, but in our neighboring countries like Kenya, Uganda, in Tanzania, there are so many cases, you know, like of people slaughtering these donkeys and equines, or like selling the skins and hides. So this is a threat to the lives of these donkeys, and we are also advocating that we hope that we should be vigilant and mm-hmm. we should not allow this to spill over to South Sudan.
You talked about consent. How do you ask for consent from an animal?
You don't. From an animal?
Yeah.
You don't ask.
Of course. So what's the point of consent? I didn't get that very right.
No, she's talking of concern.
Oh, concern. Concern. Yes. Okay. All right. Thank you so much. I thought consent.
No.
Apologies for that. All right. That's why I was wondering. All right. You can call us and talk to us this morning. Here is coming up to a quarter to the top of the hour. Miraya, good morning.
Good morning, Kevin.
Welcome.
You are connected with Jamie Dwar in Budele.
Jamie, it's good to have you in the program. Please go ahead.
Thank you, Sabit. I would like to begin asking the guests in the studio that have you ever go to Wau and see the way this donkey in Wau being mistreated. Because if you go to Wau, you see a better donkey, because donkey there, they are the one being used like this water tanker that we are using here. And some people mistreated them, and their back full of wounds, and they are still carrying this thing. Have you ever been in Wau and you witnessed that? Two, what should you put forward? Because you had been in a will, and I don't know how those of a will mistreating, because I had been in Wau for 10 years. So should you really justify this? Am I lying, or you witnessed that? Because this one was a very worst ever that I witnessed in Wau. Even the donkey can just fall down with that water tank, and the person is still pulling that donkey and even beating that donkey in extent. If you talk, he or she might result to you being beaten up, like maybe you have a problem with him.
Yeah.
So this is a serious concern that I would like you to note down. In other parts, like now, we have adopted what is called oak floor, and some people also are mistreating this oak floor that are farming for them. So what advice should you give? And if you give advice and they are not listening, what kind of mechanism could you use also so they are aware of how to protect this animal life?
Thank you. Thank you so much. And yes, right away to you, guys. Please, Wono, go ahead.
Yes, thank you very much, James Dor, on the concerns of the suffering of these animals in Wau. I personally I participated in some work in Wau under this same project. That was in 2018. I went to Wau and observed that the situation of these animals, the situation is so wanting. The way they are being used, even the boys, some of them dose these animals with the alcohol so that they can work very hard.
Oh no.
And sometimes some wounds are being purposely inflicted so that when it is poked, then this animal can move faster. Yes, so I had a lot of consultation with the State Ministry of Animal Resources and Fisheries, Western Bahar Al-Ghazal, on the welfare of these animals. I engaged the University of Bahar Al-Ghazal to liaise with the ministry, and then we as VSF, we are also engaging with the universities of Juba, the University of Upper Nile, to incorporate the issues of this the welfare of this animal into the curriculum. Currently we have one of the national livestock training centers in Warab called Maria Law Livestock Training Center. We are helping the institution to incorporate the issues of the welfare and the medicine of these specific animals into the curriculum. Yes, so we are concerned, and that is why we are moving like this. We are in Wau, and we are doing sensitization work together with the ministry.
Right.
What happens is that what should be done, our hands have been tied because there is no act that is being passed, and you cannot do anything. What we can only do is just to advise the people. And if what we can do is also guide communities to develop some bylaws, like in Awil, where I have been working for a good amount of time, we have influenced the ministry and the communities to develop some bylaws where they will just be able to act within that setting. So in Awil, if you're found mistreating this animal, there is this way the ministry punishes you. They have devoted some specific days that this is a day for resting. These animals have worked for this number of days. This animal must work. They also give health certificates, certificate of fitness. They see that this animal is fit to work. It is given certificate, then it works. Any animal that is not fit, any animal that is not of the age that is supposed to do that work, and then the maximum load that can be carried by a certain animal, they have those definitions.
Great.
So those ones are just within the bylaws of Awil. But as a country, we have not yet developed, we have not reached, because Parliament has not passed those bills.
Great.
Thank you.
All right. You like to add something? All right. You can call us. Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, ana bezdera div haja shoya. Benizba le naswao. Ana buguli no da adam al marafa le ahmiyat al haywan. Lano al mashruna man yabda bada fi Juba u fi Awil. نودن بار الغزل ما قدرنا نوصل لواو لكن إن شاء الله بنوصل في واو وبنوصل الرسالة بس ده عدم المعرفة
شكرا شكرا كاليس ويس talk to us our lines are still open let's take one or two calls good morning
yes good morning
welcome your name please and where are you calling from
my name is Deng I'm calling Hirul
Deng go ahead
yeah thank you so much I have two questions
yes please
One first question is the place I'm living here, you will see a cow being given a very big bell on the neck and go with it crying tung 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 like that. Now, did you see that one? Is it helpful? Or how do you advise these people?
All right.
One. Number two. Mm-hmm. Now it is a very good program and I like it. The problem here is and because of all this problem in South Sudan, why you are seeing people are killing themselves, it is because of will the government or those people, are they going to have any planning to make a water point for the animals to survive?
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you so much for talking to us. We do appreciate it. He did mention cow, but of course we can relate to other animals as well. Yes. Yes. So giving animals heavy loads on their necks, making them move tung, 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 tung. So, Juru, what will you say on that?
Oh, my God. Yeah, it's, I don't know. What is the purpose of putting the bell? I think it's so that the cow does not get lost.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's inconveniencing, but I think I don't think it's a very big deal.
Probably shouldn't be very happy. You know? Yes, yes,
yes. You know. Animal keeping in South Sudan is really the reasons are a little bit complex.
Mm-hmm.
You might find that somebody is keeping that animal, and the pleasure he derives from
prestige.
That animal, that prestige, that that sound of the animal as it is moving with that bell is what he wants to derive from the animal. Yes, and that is it. And what I know is, these people, when they're putting those things, especially an animal that is being read for prestige, they don't want to discomfort that animal.
Yeah.
They want to see that animal looks very healthy, and that animal actually eats very well, that animal drinks water very well, that animal is not being mistreated. Actually, that one that is having that bell on its neck is being taken extra care of, and it has nothing to do with the welfare. It is okay. There's no problem with that.
All right.
Yes.
Okay. Now the issue of water.
Issue.
He did. Yes. Water.
Yes. The issue of water is it's quite a big issue, especially in the dry corridors. Mm-hmm. And actually, one of the challenges that is facing pastoralism across the African continent and probably worldwide is the challenge of water.
Mm-hmm.
Pastoralism is practiced in the dry corridors of the world.
Mm-hmm.
And the issue of water is a very big concern. So what usually happens, which of course we have been trying, but at a very minimum capacity, because our efforts as NGOs is just donor dependent, and they don't last, and they are not very big.
Mm-hmm.
But these are the things that need really efforts of the government, by construction of some valley dams. Like in South Sudan, if you have noticed it, you will notice that in this country, there is part of the year when people are really suffering from too much water.
Too much of
it is the one killing people.
Mm-hmm.
Too much of it is the one making people not to access certain services. But shortly, you will also find that lack of it is the one people are suffering from.
Yeah,
so what comes
situation.
Into our mind is just the conservation. Conservation of water. If we're able to conserve it the time when it is in excess, then by the time when it is not there, we have it in the reservoirs. That will be fine.
Mm-hmm.
But this needs a mega investment that has to, it has to do with a mega donor or government initiative.
All right. Thank you. Thank you so much for coming to Miraya Studio. And that's the time we have. But just before you go, we'll go through each one of you sending us, sending your final remarks or messages. Let's begin with you, Rose. Risala Bitag Alta Birasul Baranagdes.
Okay. Risala Bitaile Shaba Jino Basudan. Let us keep with the Kerana Hafisu Hamsa Hurriyat. Alhu Hurriya Atahrir Mina Joh Wal Atash, Atahrir Mina Lizaj, Atahrir Mina Alam Wal Isaba Wal Marat, Atahrir Mina Tabir and a Suluga Tabi, Atahrir Mina Khof Wal Dik. Hamsa Hurriyat de لازم علينا كشعب جنوب السودان لازم خلينا نحفظ في رؤوسنا ونطبق على حيواناتنا بصفة الخاصة الخيول الهو مثل الحمير والجمال والحسين. شكرا.
شكرا جزيلا روز. And yes, Jiru, your final remarks.
By the way, Sebi, both Rose and Juru are my names. So.
Oh, okay. Rose Master. Beatrice. Okay, sorry.
But it's okay.
Yeah, Beatrice. Yeah.
So, yeah, my final message to everyone listening is that, especially these donkey users and donkey owners, if they're out there, to the users, I really encourage them to continue taking good care of their donkeys, because it will help them if like for a longer period of time, and they will benefit more. To the owners, yes, I know sometimes we want to make a lot of money. Sometimes we really need to thrive and take care of so many things given the hard economic situation. But bera bera.
All right.
Bera bera.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank
and
you
then
so much.
Also to the government, I think because it's a collective responsibility for us as South Sudanese, we should really ensure that we try to do our best in our various capacities, including actually you, the listener, who is not having a donkey or not a user. Thanks.
Thank you so much. Yes, and Mr. Wono?
Yes, what I can just say is that we need to take good care of these animals in order for us to meet the production objectives that we have. We have not discussed so much into the vigilance that we need on the, especially on the slaughter of donkeys. There's this practice that is taking place in the neighboring countries with the influx of Chinese. You know, Chinese eat these animals, and they slaughter these animals. And you know, the multiplication rate of these animals is very low.
Yeah.
So if they are being slaughtered at a very high rate, the possibility that these animals can get into extinction is very high.
Okay.
Then also there is this thing over in China. There is the trade in the skin of the donkeys. This animal, the skin is being used in making a lot of products, fertility. I'm hearing of beauty products. I'm hearing of fertility enhancers or sex enhancers, something of that kind. So it is something that it's gaining popularity in the market in the world, that is also threatening the existence of these animals. Then to the owners, then the government, we need really to put a lot of effort, because South Sudan, with the large number of livestock, if we invest very well in livestock, we have.
All right. Thank you so much, Mr. Wono. Luke, Jiru, Rose Manson, and Beatrice Award Emmanuel, thank you so much for coming to Mirai Studios. We do appreciate your time.
Thank you for this lot.
Thank you. Thanks a lot.